Palmyra, the Bride of the Desert, before and after Daesh attacks. The ancient city of Palmyra in Syria, which was in the control of the terrorist Takfiri group of Daesh, after months of occupation, has recently been liberated with the wide advance of the Syrian army. During the capture of this ancient city, in addition to victimization of hundreds of its residents by Daesh crimes, many of its historical monuments were also destroyed. Palmyra, whose 2,000-year historical glory had left behind, lost many of its buildings with the domination of the Daesh. UNESCO and many international organs, which prior to the fall of Palmyra had kept silent towards killing of the Syrian people, became worried for the collapse of this city, and certainly its concern was just for the city's historical monuments. The Takfiri terrorist Daesh, during occupation of Palmyra, used the amphitheater of the ancient history for public execution, where they killed the archaeologist and the former head of the city's ancient sites, Khalid al-Assad. They also destroyed 2,000-year Temple of Baal Shamin and the Temple of Baal and blew up monumental arc of the city. In addition, the Takfiri Daesh destroyed a number of tower-like ancient tombs of the city. Prior to outbreak of war in Syria, the industry of tourism was considered one of the main organs of the country's economy, and a considerable part of the country's manpower was engaged in working in this industry. Prior to the civil war in Syria, every year over 150,000 tourists merely visited Palmyra. But the bloody war has brought to zero Syria's income of tourism and almost no tourist travels to this city. The facts related to the intense destruction of historical monuments by the terrorists in Syria are very bitter. In addition to Palmyra, the historical restrictions of Damascus, Aleppo, and the historical areas of North Syria known as dead cities are among the harmed places. The repeated attacks of the Takfiri terrorist groups on the holy shrine of Hazrat Zainab, peace be upon her, the granddaughter of Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny, and devastating places respected by Muslims are among the other anti-religious activities of terrorist groups in Syria, which unfortunately still continues. In this period, the Takfiri Daesh destroyed the dome, minarets, and shrine of the Holy Prophet's companions, Uwais Qarani, Ammar bin Yasir, and Ubay bin Qais Nakhai, and razed them to the ground. Prior to this, the group known as the Free Army had destroyed the tomb of the prominent personality in the advance of Islam, Hajar bin Udai, in Damascus. Shortly after the outbreak of civil war in Syria, the European security officials warned that this country has turned into a place of tourism for the terrorists supporting Al-Qaeda. They said that terrorist tourism has become the title of an important part of traveling activities among some British citizens, and this issue further threatens the security of this region. Of course, these groups declared their incentives to be religious, but actually they have no faith, and their acts showed their non-adherence to Islam and human principles. For instance, one of the leaders of Daesh terrorist group in Syria announced 2 years ago that all churches which have been built after Islam will be destroyed, and this shows that they're not only backward and biased, but they're seeking to sow religious discord and remove peace among followers of various religions. 4. Destruction of places of worship of divine religions have never been the method of Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny. The Syrian capital, Damascus, is called the Gate of History, and it is said that it is one of the most ancient cities of the world, and that from 8,000 to 10,000 years, it has always been residence of human. For this reason, it has become known as the first capital of the world. Damascus witnesses the emergence and spread of the most ancient human civilization which have been created in the East. This city has been the capital and center of various governments and empires in various periods of time. After the year 636, when Damascus became the capital of Islamic world, it turned into one of the most important cities of Islamic world, and within a short time, it became the center of Caliphate of the Umayyad, and it reached the peak of flourishing. Several prophets and famous men and women of historians, scientists, thinkers, poets, astronomers, and religious leaders have risen in this city and work hard for spreading and propagating various religions. Palmyra or Tadmor is the name of one of the ancient cities in Syria whose works have located in Homs province. In Hellenistic and Byzantine periods, Syria has been one of the most important centers of civilization, and its ancient complexes within wonderful architectural structures are considered part of the historical identity of this country. The residents of Palmyra consisted of Arameans, Arabs, and a minority of Jews. Tadmor locates in the vicinity of the ancient ruins of Palmyra. Tadmor is the Arabic name for Palmyra, a city in eastern Syria, which is the place of cultural blending of Parthians, Palmyrians, and Greeks. This ancient city, which is known as the Bride of the Desert, is one of the most important historical ruins of the world and is one of the registered works of Syria on the list of UNESCO's World Heritage. The antiquity of the major part of Palmyra ruins dates back to the 1st and 2nd centuries. Once in the ancient world, Palmyra was one of the most important cultural centers of the world. The city crystallizes the art and architecture of the 1st and 2nd centuries, in which Greek and Roman techniques have been blended with local traditions and influence of ancient Iran. This complex contains over 1,000 columns and a huge cemetery which includes over 500 tombs. Tadmor was built by the Parthians during their vast land, which was spread to Shamat Desert, but very soon, due to the Romans' attack, the city was separated from Iran's territory and was owned by the Romans. After that, the city became the capital of Zenobia, queen of Syria. Tadmor was an interesting city with golden columns, with poetic atmosphere, and it was considered one of the most important trading stations between Asia and Europe in the 1st century BC. Finally, this beautiful city was destroyed in 274 by the Roman Emperor Aurelian. Palmyra was seriously under the impact of Greek-Roman cities. Squares with high columns, mineral water mines, and amphitheater were the characteristics of the Greek-Roman cities which were found in Palmyra. In other part of this ancient city, an amphitheater was built in which Eastern plays were held. This place was also used for war of animals or campaign of gladiators. Of course, during capture of the city, Daesh embarked on mass executions. The monumental arch, which dated back to about 2,000 years, was destroyed by Daesh on October 5, 2015. Since the city was captured by Daesh, they placed destruction of historical monuments and artworks and killing of historians and archaeologists as the strategy of this group in fighting history, culture, and intellectuality. In July 2015, Daesh terrorists, in a measure against cultural heritage, destroyed 6 ancient statues. After this, the head of the Syrian Department of Antiquities, Abdulkarim declared that the statue was covered with metal sheet and sandbags to remain immune from the harms resulting from the armed clashes, but Daesh took it out and destroyed it. Experts termed this act as the worst crime of Daesh against Palmyra ancient heritage. Despite all these crimes, the Syrian army liberated Palmyra on March 27, 2016, and after nullifying mines and bombs, they started purifying the city from Daesh terrorists. But unfortunately, the sent photos of the city speak of destruction of most of the monuments and lack of the past glory of the Bride of the Desert.